This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad. Kharka with the news. Our top story is first. Started and rescue flights to take place during probatory order period in Nepal. Additional 15 corona-related deaths reported lately from various parts of the country. And India's COVID-19 infection number officially surpasses 20 million. Experts warn horrible days ahead. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has decided to operate chartered and rescue flights during probatory order period in the country. Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal CAN spokesperson Raj Kumar Chhetri said that domestic and international chartered and rescue flights would be operated by taking permission on the basis of necessity. According to CAN, all domestic and international flights have been suspended and only two flights a week would take place between Nepal and India. The government has suspended domestic flights from Monday night, aiming at breaking the chain of coronavirus infection. Similarly, the international flights would also be suspended from the 6th of May midnight. A Council of Ministers meeting held on Sunday had decided to suspend all the domestic and international flights till May 14 to control the spread of COVID-19. Additional 15 corona-related deaths have been reported lately from various parts of the country. Four more corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Banki district. Likewise, four corona-related deaths have also been reported from two is from Kailali and Saptari district. Similarly, seven corona-related have also been reported. One is from Parbat, Baglung, Bajang, Darsula, Bardia, Kanchanpur and Salyan district. A probatory order has been imposed in Kapilvastu district for 11 days with the aim of preventing and controlling the coronavirus infection. A probatory order has been issued in the district from today till the 14th of May. The decision was taken at a meeting of the district-level Corona Control Committee held on Sunday. With this, the number of districts issuing restrictions due to coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 45. And according to the Ministry of Home Affairs, the local administration has issued full probatory orders in 37 districts and partial probatory orders in 8 districts. The government is all set to provide cash grant to the families affected by the monsoon-induced disasters for their rehabilitation. This is the first of its kind in practice. National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Authority's Chief Executive Officer Anil Pokhrel said that the government formulated a procedure for the same and has already allocated rupees 200 million to the authority. Pokhrel also said that initially 247 households in Magdi district whose houses were rented and inhabitable by various monsoon-induced natural disasters will be provided the grant. The grant shall be provided in 3 installments and shall be used for reconstruction of the houses. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The number of COVID-19 infections in India has officially surpassed 20 million, even as the government says that infection rates are coming down. India says infections have consistently dropped since 30 April, when it recorded more than 400,000 cases. It reported 355,832 cases on Tuesday. However, experts have warned that horrible days ahead would come as the number of deaths and infections are being underreported. In the capital, Delhi, an oxygen crunch has shown no sign of abating and people are struggling for treatment. Meantime, Delhi's government has said it wants the army to run COVID care facilities and intensive care units. At least 15 people have been killed and dozens injured after a metro overpass collapsed in Mexico City while a train was traveling on it. Several train carriages plunged to the ground, crossing at least one car, which was on a busy road underneath. Rescue workers and firefighters are reported to be searching for the survivors after the incident in the capital on Monday. And the local emergency services said about 70 people were injured. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has fended off accusations of racism and having blood on his hands as he retreated from a threat to jail Australians trying to escape coronavirus-wrecked India. Australia last week banned all travellers from India, including its own citizens, from entering the country until May 15 due to surge in COVID-19 cases in India. And it has also warned offenders will face the maximum penalties of 5 years in jail and $66,000 fine for breaking border rules. However, Morrison said it was highly unlikely travellers from India would face the penalties amid pressure to overturn them after the decision to close border came into force on Monday. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Chartered and rescue flights to take place during probity order period in Nepal. Additional 15 corona-related deaths reported lately from various parts of the country. And India's COVID-19 infection number officially surpasses 20 million. Experts warn horrible days ahead. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.